Biden announces climate change speech during war on Israel's border. By Wendell Hasebo on October 9, 2023. The Biden administration has scheduled the president to speak later this week about global warming and Bidenomics in Philadelphia, all while Israel mounts a defense against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. About an hour after the White House called a lid, notifying the media that President Joe Biden would likely not make a public appearance on Monday, the White House sent a notice to reporters about a newly scheduled speech set to take place Friday. The speech will cover topics of global warming and Bidenomics, not the raging conflict on Israel's western border with the Gaza Strip. Watch, Dermer on Hamas terror attack, there is also American hostages. On Friday, October 13, the president will travel to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The White House announced around 1:15 p.m. the president will discuss how his Bidenomics agenda is creating good-paying union jobs, investing in infrastructure, accelerating the transition to a clean energy future, and combating the climate crisis. These remarks will be open press. The president's schedule for Monday detailed no public appearances, marking two straight days Joe Biden did not speak to the American people about Hamas invasion of Israel. The White House called a lid Monday around 12 noon. Monday is Indigenous Peoples Day. On Sunday, Joe Biden spent the evening partying with the First Lady and White House staff. A press pool report stated Sunday evening around 6 p.m. the party was complete with a live band paid for by the American taxpayer. Joe Biden made no statement personally since news surfaced about the death of 9 Americans during Hamas surprise attack. According to media reports, the Biden administration is scrambling to ascertain how many Americans the Hamas terror attackers have killed or taken hostage. Contrary to Biden, former President Donald Trump already publicly spoke on Monday in New Hampshire about the terror attacks. He said the Biden administration's agreement to transfer $6 billion in Iranian funds that the United States had previously frozen in South Korea is responsible for the terror attack on Israel. This war happened for three reasons: the allowing by the Biden administration of Iran to sell massive amounts of oil and making $60 billion, the United States giving Iran $6 billion ransom, and our country's perceived weakness with an incompetent and corrupt leader, Joe Biden, who's laughed at all over the world, according to Trump's prepared remarks obtained by Breitbart News. Several borders were invaded or overrun by American advisories under Biden's leadership. Those include Ukraine, Israel, Afghanistan, and the U.S. southern border. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.